New treaty resource information kits are being made available to teachers at all Alberta band-operated schools. Director James Niblamouche of the Indigenous Knowledge and Wisdom Center said the organization was finding it difficult to find Alberta-focused Treaty 6, 7, and 8 resources that taught the true history of treaties. So generations of students were taught that First Nations people ceded the land when treaties were made. That's just not correct, he said. And this misinformation is found throughout the Canadian textbooks, in online web resources, and then it's embedded in lesson plans. It's a false belief that Canada was built on the defeat and consent of Indigenous people, he said.
And what IKWC wanted to introduce in culturally responsive material that would enrich treaty education in the classroom and make space for the voices of our elders, our academics, our historians, and our authors to correct some of the misconceptions that are out there and lay the groundwork for a more nuanced and accurate and authentic understanding of the historical context of the treaties, and also that the treaties are living, breathing documents that have impact and are very much important to First Nations and the settlers of Canada to this day.
The contents of the kits were inspired by oral treaty history accounts found in the treaty and Aboriginal rights research reports that were conducted in the 1970s and 1980s. Niblamouche tells us about what's in the kits.
From K to 12, it's broken up into two sections. There's a K to 6 section, and that section includes activities for younger learners. For example, one of the items is a treaty passport, so they're marked little booklets with the treaty 6, 7, or 8 medallions on them, and then we have also made stamps for students to get stamped in their passports when they complete a particular activity. So we have a number of puzzles, we have some games that are included, as well as some reading materials for younger learners. So, for example, there's The Handshake and the Pipe, which is a short story by Betty Linkflag, and then we have some memory games and key players in the treaty negotiations, as well as other resources that are targeted to K to 6. For the grade 7 to 12, we have some other external resources as well, some literature like Peace Pipe Dreams, which is by Daryl Dennis, as well as 500 Years of Resistance, which is a graphic novel by Gord Hill. And then they also have, our team has pulled together a number of resources such as archival photos, documentation, as well as lesson plans and activities for older learners.
Niblamouche says the center operates a virtual library, which is an online resource for First Nations students, educators, and parents. Virtual topics are wide-ranging, from language exercises to traditional stories. Niblamouche says the treaty kits will start going out this week by mail or courier.
We're focusing on distributing the treaty resource kits to band-operated schools for right now. Each band-operated school will receive one kit at no charge, and then we will make other kits available for a cost recovery basis. And when we do that, we are also exploring the means to be able to do that for other jurisdictions. So if there is interest from educators or from schools, school boards, we encourage them to contact Alberta Education and to let Alberta Education know that these are resources that they would like to acquire.
For more information, check out their website at ikwc.org or the virtual library at ikwcvl.org or their Facebook page. For CFWE Radio, I'm Balika Kamakateo.